This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
And if you thought you were listening to something else, you're very much mistaken.
There you go, Macca. So what are you going to talk to us about
well,
now?
Well, look, our next guest, and first of all, I want to apologise. We actually had to bump our next guest from a previous show because, I don't know, we got out of control or something. Craig's an award-winning biographer, and he's actually the founding chair of the Queensland Writers' Centre. And he's actually, he's penned a book. And look, this is a really interesting thing. Some of you, the book's called Literary Lion Tamers, Book Editors Who Made Publishing History. So I'm fascinated by this subject because books don't exist without editors. And, you know, at the end of the day, we actually have to, you know, rely on the editor to put the work of the author into a frame. But welcome to the show, Craig, and tell us about this. This is a fascinating subject.
Good to be with you. Editors, the role of editors is not often acknowledged. And I've been an editor myself for many years, as well as an author, and I've actually been mauled by the odd literary lion.
Surely,
myself.
Surely not.
Yeah, not very often, but
well, you've got to tell us what a literary lion is.
A literary lion is an author who's larger than life.
Right.
Who can be a little unruly and even a bit wild at times. And I'm thinking specifically of a novelist called Xavier Herbert.
Oh, yes.
His first novel, Capricornia, which was set in the Northern Territory, was published in 1938, and it won the sesquicentenary.
He was a pretty cranky old bugger, wasn't he?
He was a rat bag, actually, and you couldn't get him to shut up. And he wrote what was regarded as one of the world's longest novels. And I actually was the first person to read that in manuscript. It was called Poor Fellow, My Country.
Yes.
And it was a million words long.
Oh my God! How many pages is that in a, you know, just as a guide? A million words. God, if you're a freelance journalist, you wouldn't want to write a million words, be all right. But how many pages is that?
When it was published, using very small type and a large format page, it was 1,500 pages.
Oh my God! So. How do you edit a million words? How do you maintain the train of thought, you know, to, because you obviously need to have a break. How do you maintain train of thought to edit something that big?
Well, I ended up not editing it, but I wanted to publish it. I was a fiction editor at University of Queensland Press, and I'd heard about this novel which Herbert had been working on for something like 15 or 20 years. It was the great work that he was going to leave to posterity. And I finally talked a friend of his into letting me see a copy of the manuscript. He was working in a he was writing in a shed in Cairns, and he was so terrified that the shed would burn down and he'd lose the manuscript that he typed a carbon copy, put the original in an old stove so that it would be secure, and the carbon copy he sent to a bank vault in Brisbane, and it was that copy that I read in 1974. And fortunately, I had the flu, so I had a terrible dose of the flu as well as an overdose of Xavier Herbert.
I don't know which would be worse. I mean, I have read Capricornia. I mean, Turgid comes to mind.
Yeah, it's a pretty pacey narrative. It was very controversial at the time because it was very frank about the sexual relations between white men and Aboriginal women.
What makes, you know, in your opinion, Craig, what makes an editor a hero?
Not many editors are heroes, but I think there have been some really key editors over time, starting with A.G. Stevens, who edited the Furphy novel, Such Is Life, published around 1900. And the good editors can read a manuscript, and again, that manuscript was 1,000 pages of handwritten. It was a handwritten manuscript, and yet this busy editor was able to see. He wrote to the author that it was likely to become a classic.
Well, you know, I admire the work of editors because I think what they do is they help to give form and perhaps, you know, a bit more sense and structure sometimes to a piece of work. Bit of a left field question, Craig. How would you edit the Bible?
Well, the Bible was edited in the 3rd or 4th century, and what's really interesting about that is that the rather conservative scholars who edited that, they left out a lot of, they in effect edited out some of the key parts of what would have become the Bible, and mostly they were sections that were written by women, and and there was also a suggestion that Christ was in fact married, because the whole notion of the celibacy of the priesthood relies on the fact that Jesus, you know, was never married. So, yeah, the Bible's a pretty interesting example of fairly savage editing.
Look, I actually encourage people, this book, Literary Lion Tamers, by Craig Munro, and it's actually, let me just have a look here, Scribe Publications. People should, you know, I love books. I love hard, you know, books, not digital books. I'm not a fan of digital books. I love physical books. Tass, you know, Tass is a bit of a digital darling, but, you know, I like physical books. I encourage people to buy books. You know what? Because you're actually buying a piece of history.
That's right. And you can read it at the beach without worrying about the battery running.
That's right. And you can read it on the...
It depends on the quality of your technology, of course. Oh. So my battery never runs out.
Yeah, in his laptop either.
I've got a Kindle. I've got a Kindle beside my bed, an old first generation Kindle, and I use it mainly to read something quickly because I find pressing a button when it gets to the bottom of the page very satisfying. And when I'm reading quickly, and editors are trained to read it at very different speeds. It's like having an 8-speed Ferrari.
It's like speed reading, yeah.
Yeah, you can drive it in first gear, which is when you're reading through and correcting the spelling errors and checking facts and so on, or you can skim read it, you know, when you've got 50 manuscripts to look at on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You read it in overdrive.
Craig, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been really interesting to
Fascinating.
Hear.
Yeah.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.